And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Edward O'Brien. The Montana Commissioner of Political Practices says his office's docket of campaign complaints is clear for the first time in 18 years. Commissioner Jonathan Modell says his office has issued 286 decisions since 1998, with about half of those made since 2013. The commissioner's office has been plagued by a backlog of complaints filed over the years by individuals or committees alleging campaign violations. Modell says any complaints filed in the 2016 election cycle will be dealt with immediately, with the goal of resolving them before Election Day. The clear docket does not include four complaints related to alleged violations of the state's campaign contribution limits in 2012. Modell says those cases are on hold while a federal lawsuit challenging the limits is pending. ExxonMobil is suing Northwestern Energy, saying power outages at the energy giant's Billings refinery have cost the company millions of dollars. The Billings Gazette reports that in the lawsuit Friday in the U.S. District Court in Billings, Exxon accuses Northwestern of being negligent in preventing the outages. The Exxon refinery gets electricity from two Northwestern Energy substations and has no alternative power supply. According to the lawsuit, Northwestern also diverted power away from the refinery, forcing it to shut down. Exxon has requested payment for damages but did not specify an amount. Representatives from Exxon and Northwestern declined to comment further on the lawsuit. The Montana State University Library has added the sounds of Yellowstone National Park to its online archive of natural sounds recorded in ecosystems across the West. The Billings Gazette reports that people can access the bellows of bison, the bubbling of hot pots, and freezing ice online through the library's Acoustic Atlas. Governor Steve Bullock gave an upbeat assessment of Montana's economy yesterday as he unveiled his office's 2015 Economic Development Report. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The report echoed the Democratic governor's State of the State address on this date last year, boasting of the state's business-friendly climate and economic and income growth.
At 4%, our unemployment rate is a point below the national average. More Montanans are at work all across our state than ever before in our state's history. 10,000 jobs were added to our economy in 2015.
Montana's economy is taking a central role in the contest for the governor's seat this year. While Bullock sets groundwork in the primary season on economic success stories, Republican businessman Greg Gianforte offers another narrative.
As I talk to parents all across the Big Sky, they tell me that too many of our young people are leaving to find work. We have to turn this around. Our kids want to stay, but they need a governor who knows how to create high-wage jobs.
Gianforte cites a study from the University of Montana's Bureau for Business and Economic Research that found the state may not generate sufficient opportunities for young, college-educated workers. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A man who was shot in the face after entering a Montana residence has pleaded guilty to trespassing and obstructing an officer. The Missoulian reports 40-year-old Casey Heavyrunner was originally charged with felony burglary and evidence tampering, but the charges were reduced when he made a plea agreement with prosecutors. According to court documents, Heavyrunner and a woman entered the home of William J.R. Hansen at about 4 a.m. Thanksgiving Day and refused to leave. The documents say Hansen shot Heavyrunner with a rifle when he advanced toward him with a knife. Heavy Runner's attorney says the time he's already spent in jail satisfies his short jail sentence. Heavy Runner was also given $750 in fines and told not to have contact with the victims. Wildlife officials say a wolf pack that roams the Beartooth Front is responsible for the killing of a young cow on a ranch near Fishtail. The Billings Gazette reports Wildlife Services confirmed the kill Monday. Officials say leghold traps have been set to capture any wolves that return to the site. Wolf management specialist for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, Abby Nelson, says the pack, which travels between Fiddler and Red Lodge Creeks, is comprised of a female alpha, a yearling, and four pups. The pack was also blamed in May for the death of one cow and the injury of another on a ranch near Roscoe. Nelson says two wolves in the pack were shot by hunters last fall. The mayor of a northwestern Montana town says there isn't enough money to keep paying the town's seven employees. Lee Newspapers of Montana reports that Browning Mayor William Morris said at a town council meeting Wednesday that today may be the last day for municipal workers. Morris says he asked a few employees to keep working reduced hours, but most have been without full paychecks in January. Browning has considered disincorporation or filing for bankruptcy after running short on funds. Browning's a town of about 1,000 people on the Blackfeet Reservation. Town officials blame its financial problems on a dispute with the Blackfeet Nation over management of a water utility that serves the city. Blackfeet leaders say the town must accept responsibility for its poor management. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.